88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We've all heard the expression, everybody has a book in them, but have you ever thought about actually writing that book? And if you did, have you considered how you might go about getting that book published? Yvonne Redden is with me today because, Yvonne, you're a self-published author. What was that experience like?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks very much for highlighting it as well. And yes, I am. And that self-published author term is nearly kind of old now. We kind of tend to go by the term of indie author because there's quite a difference between being a self-published author because it's more about writing books for your families and friends when you're self-publishing. But when you're an indie author, it's about looking at it as a business, you know, as writing becomes your business, as part of your business. So there's a big difference now. I kind of say I'm an indie author now, and the self-publishing author term is kind of dated now in terms of how you want to be perceived as an author. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Why would people not want to be published or taken under the wing of a larger, you know, agency?
Why wouldn't they? Yeah. I mean, that's the dream, isn't it? I think as well, the challenges of being an indie author is you're not taken as seriously, you know, as a traditional author, unfortunately. I think people and shops and festivals all think that you haven't invested in your books and maybe they're not going to be as good quality. But it's actually the opposite. Really, we invest more in our books because we do want to be taken seriously. And it really, there's no advances coming from agents and publishing houses. It's all self-funded as well, Andrea. So it can be quite a lot of money invested, but you have to invest in your book to be taken seriously as an indie author. And I think the market is changing, though.
Is it changing? Yeah. What book did you publish, Yvonne?
My book is called Talk, Learn, Connect, and it was a collection of interviews I did during the pandemic, interviewing people in business, community and the arts. So because of my journalist background, I'd never be able to write a big voluminous book like some people, but I like the shorter style, the interview style. So I have 38 interviews in my book from people I interviewed, like Lorraine Keane and Bibi Baskin. There's coaches, there's authors, there's topics on everything. So it's a real dip in and out kind of book. So it suits a certain kind of reader, you know. But I just wanted to do it for myself to see how the whole process was. I learned so much along the way, and now I help other authors. You know, I ghostwrite books,
same.
I edit books, and do the same because I've learned so many from things I learned so much. There was loads of challenges along the way, you know.
Yeah.
But I know now how to do it properly. You know
for the second time round. Jane Buckley
is
with us as well, Yvonne. Jane, you too. You've published a couple of books.
I did. I've actually published, it's a tetralogy. It took me weeks and months to be able to even say it out loud, but it was basically four books in a series. And I first started, like most people, I started writing during COVID. And then I must have spent literally up to a year, you know, putting it, approaching publishing houses, agents and whatnot. And in the end, I had one agent who actually said to me, because my books are based about going up through the troubles, but fictional. So the fictional series, you know, from like starting just after Bloody Sunday, 72 through to 98. And I had an agent who said to me, never have, never will have anything to do with the Troubles. And I'm not getting any younger in years, so I just thought, well, you know what, I'm going to just write the books, get them out there. So I have a hat for everything. I write the books, I promote the books, you know, I do everything that any indie author would do. I invest in the books. So I have never worked as hard in my life. So one of the reasons that I'm in Dublin is we have the CAP Awards for indie authors tonight.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's like the Oscars. Just not, because trying to get your books, and you know, I'll be honest here, I have invested heavily and spent so much time in my books, but I have tried with Argosy, I have tried with Gardeners, you know, the distributors, the bookshops, you know, for the mainstream bookshops, they will not touch you with a barge pole.
Which, a self-published book or just your particular one in this instance?
No. I mean, any indie author, it's incredibly difficult because sadly, and I do think it's sadly, at the moment, the big books that are selling are from celebrities. I mean, especially coming up to Christmas. You know, you've got all the celebrities, you know, their memoirs or they're writing a book. I mean, I've read all the Graham Norton books, and I have to say, they're brilliant. I've really enjoyed them. But, you know, you've got to be in the know. And, the chances of getting a traditional publishing deal is like winning the lottery. It truly is. It's all about luck. And I know they're inundated with manuscripts and whatever. It's an incredibly difficult
process
to break into.
How did you, Yvonne, find like the process of trying to get your book into the bookshop?
I never even tried the traditional publishing route, Andrea, because I just didn't want to wait around for emails that may never come, you know. So I just, there was no, I was doing a self-publishing and that was it. But the local indie bookshops are amazing, and there is quite a few around Ireland. Your community is your biggest support. You know, do a book launch in your local community. It's amazing the people that gather around you for that. The libraries are absolutely fantastic for indie authors and for any kind of authors. Alan Hanna's bookshop in Rathmines is incredible, and they distribute to all the libraries. And the biggest support of all for us is the CAP Awards, which is tonight. Mm. You know, there's no other festival like it in Ireland. They are 30 finalists. The six categories. It's incredible what Caroline Copeland has created. And it really is. It's celebrating the best of indie authors.
And are you both nominated at this tonight?
We can't go in for it because we're on the committee, so we're raising.
Oh, okay. You're part of the organise. Yeah, but you're there to nurture others.
We are indeed, yeah. We'll be there. And anyone can come along. It's an open invitation,
oh,
Andrea. They can come along and see this. The books are incredible.
The process chain of trying to, you know, promote your book, as you mentioned, I'm sure there's financial cost to that too.
Oh, there is. I mean, there's a cost in everything because, quite frankly, you have to. I mean, once you write a book, I mean, my books are what? I'm 135,000 words. They're big books. And once you start looking at them, it gets to the stage you just don't even see the words anymore when you're editing. So you have to pay for a copywriter. You have to pay for a proofreader. You have to pay for a structure editor. I mean, truly, I will never make money. Very few authors make money from writing the book.
So was it just the love of it?
Oh, because it's a story to be told. And everyone, as you said at the very beginning, we've all got a book in it. It's just having the tolerance. And I would honestly say pure stubbornness of seeing it right through. And again, one of the problems we have, festivals too. So I've approached festivals. I mean, I've been to Dingle. I've been very fortunate. But the majority of book festivals, and there are many in Ireland, again, you know, there's still this stigma, this label of being, whether it's self-publishing or indie publishing, there is still that stigma with it.
Okay.
Yvonne,
I suppose the bit that always kind of strikes me about being an independent or an indie author is, like, getting it proofed legally. You know, like if I want to sit down today and decide, you know, I have a book to tell, I'm going to write my, you know, a story about chatting to people on the show. Like, legally, I presume you're getting somebody to check it for defamation.
Of course. And I mean, I had so many different people like Lorraine Key and all these people on the telly as well, including ordinary people, because ordinary people have extraordinary stories, as you well know from chatting to people on your radio. So I did actually get permission off them to say, look, I'm thinking of putting this into a book. Is that okay? And I kept all the emails. So just, you know, use your head and make sure that you've got follow up if there's anything there. If it's memoir, obviously you have to ask your family. Yet there are those legalities. And if you've got a good proof, if you're paying for a good editor, they will help you look into that as well, or an agency that's helping you finalise the book and format it. They will have contacts and advice. Listen, go on the book clubs on Facebook and ask for advice. There's loads of great book clubs on Facebook that will give you loads of advice about that as well. Just use your head. Don't just publish something and expect it to make. You know, you have to look at it. It's like writing an article. Yeah. You have to make sure your research
starts, a middle,
properly.
And an end. Isn't that what they say?
Exactly.
Yvonne Redden.
I'm sure you have a good book, Andrea.
Funny. I spoke to a publisher about a year ago here and asked me anything actually one Friday afternoon, and I put that to her. You know, everybody thinks there's a book in them, and she said, you know, the phrase everybody has a book in them, and she very politely told me everybody might have a book in them, but not every story needs to be told, which I thought was very interesting.
I love that. Exactly.
Yvonne Redden, thanks a million. Jane Buckley too. Best of luck to all at the CAP or the Carousel Aware Prize Awards for independently published authors. That is happening tonight. The email is lunchtimelife@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.